How are you? Happy Wednesday. It's the day that I ask the question to myself. You can have it today, too. What can I do? Frustrating moment sometime today, trying to get what you want in life, trying to get the big-ass goals. Don't know how, just say, oh, great, I don't know how. I'm feeling kind of stupid today, but what can I do? And you'll come up with the answer. Well, you don't need a why, by the way. No, you don't. We're going to talk about that today, why you don't need a why. I know it's popular to need a why, and everybody has their lesson about that, and I believe in needing a why, but at the same time, I don't think you need a why for everything. In fact, I sometimes think the best parts of life show up when you don't know why the hell you're doing it, okay? You agree? I bet so. It is a daily... What? It's a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Can you believe? I mean, a simple concept of stand up, take a step, and repeat, and keep going until you get what you want. Why would you stop before you got it anyway? Simple concept that started in right at the end of 2004 when I discovered podcasting. And now here we are wrapping up, man, a whole bunch of episodes. It's crazy stuff. This has just gone on forever. But you know, it's the basic rules, right? It's life begins when you move. We all know that. Take some action, massive important action. Apply yourself. Go out and do it. We all know that stuff, right? But no, Scott, how do I do it? I got to cook the turkey. I know. Simple concept, but if I can keep you moving forward in some direction, a little bit every single day, you're going to get what you want. That's what it's all about. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder of the Chief Motivating Officer here at motivationtomove.com. Today, we are going to talk about something controversial today. Oh, hang on. We don't do controversy here. I don't do politics. I don't do finance. I don't do stuff like that. Don't talk about stuff like that because your grandma said not to. But we are going to talk a little controversy about the why thing. So a while back, a friend of mine, we're kind of chewing the fat. Never knew what that meant. Chewing the fat. Must have something to do with a fat back in South Carolina. It's the back of the pork is what that, I'm afraid to say a word like that now. People say, well, who are you talking about? It's a pig. But we're chewing the fat about what, you know, getting more of what we want in life. And it's a pretty common topic among my friends, and it should be a common topic among yours. As a matter of fact, most of the people I talk to every single day, that's it. How are you doing about your happiness? How are you doing about pursuing your goals? Are you getting what you want in life? Most people I talk to, my friends, my colleagues, my wife, that's what we talk about. If you're not hanging around people that are actively talking about how to get what you want out of life, you might want to hang out with some other folks. Find some new friends. It makes sense, though. What you focus on is what you get, right? That's kind of it. If you focus on what you don't want, you're going to get more of what you don't want. We've heard that before. So as we talked, I realized that I have bumbled and stumbled my way through a very colorful life. Now, that's me. I mean, I'm a pretty put together guy, but I just tend to kind of just go like a bowl in a china shop and figure out what I want to do and figure out what I like. But I stumbled upon a really simple idea years and years ago, and these days I just do it. It's who I are. Getting what you want in life requires that you know what you want in life. Have you ever had 15 windows on your computer open, trying to keep up with all the moving parts of your life? Man, that is me all the time. But I found a solution. It's a pretty cool one, too. Notion combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple and beautifully designed. It's really awesome. And it's flexible. You can use it any way you want to. Everything else is way too restrictive. These productivity tools you find, they sometimes lock you in a box, and that's not good. By the way, today's Daily Boost was originated and created using Notion. It's great for pulling together and organizing lots of information into a workable system or a podcast. And the fully integrated Notion AI will help you work faster, write better, and think bigger doing tasks that normally take hours and seconds. Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/dailyboost. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/dailyboost. To try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show, The Daily Boost. Notion.com/Daily Boost. Getting what you want in life requires that you know what you want in life. I'll do it again. Duh, Homer Simpson. But what happens when you have no idea how the best things arrive in your life? Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been living your life just doing stuff? And it's pretty good. And it's good stuff. Somebody says, well, how'd you get started into that? I don't know. This business I'm in right now, one of the best things I've ever done in my entire life, I cannot tell you how I started it, other than one day I had this idea, and then I found myself doing a podcast, and yeah, no big master plan here. I just want to do something different that I thought I could contribute in. I get the kind of thinking about what happens when you have no idea how the best things arrive in your life. I get that. Kind of blows away the theory of why most of us talk about, right? Yes, your why is going to get you through tough times. It always does. You need to have some why in there somewhere. Sometimes it's the only thing that will work for you. But in my world, I've learned something else. Sometimes the most happiness we find in life comes when we're entirely unaware of why we're doing whatever the hell we're doing. Huh? I can't tell you how often my wife has said, why are you doing that? I'm like, I don't know. Just found myself in here doing it. Happily. Toiling away. She asked me that last night, actually. I was in my garage. I'm customizing my motorcycle. Hiding the credit card statements from her. And I'm out there organizing my tool set. I have what seems to be 1,000 sockets from 3 or 4 tool kits I've had since I was 20 years old. Can't throw them away. They have a lifetime guarantee, right? And she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm organizing my sockets. She goes, why are you doing that? I don't know. Just felt like doing it. Now, the truth is, it makes it easier for me to, you know, tweak on my bike a little bit. But the bottom line was, I had no idea how I found myself in the garage doing it, but I was happily doing it. So today, I'm sitting here listening to, do you watch The Voice? Did you see last year the band Girl Named Tom? They're great. I really like their stuff. Listen to a little bit more of their music, a little deeper to see where they're going with things. But like every good artist in the world, they've got a new Christmas album out. You know, Mariah Carey makes like $39 million a year on that big Christmas song she has. If you forget being a rock star, just write a Christmas song. Just sing a Christmas song. You're good. I can't help but wonder this time of year what magic you are missing out on because you're spending way too much time seeking that mystical why instead of really honoring your choices that you've already made in life and puts you where you are right now. So my Scott logic that I apply to everything that I do, and oftentimes to what you do, tells me that when you explore the possibilities of life as they arrive in your life without thinking about it, when you go with the flow, you're going to be happier, even though you might not know it or admit it. So when we talk about why you don't need a why, I know because I work with so many people all the time, and we get caught up in that. Again, I want to say that you need a why. You need to understand why you're doing things when you really get down to it. You need to know that. I'm just saying that usually what I find is when I explore the possibilities and really have no idea why I'm doing it, I stumble to some pretty good stuff. I stumble on things I really enjoy because a question I will say all the time is, what do you do when you're doing you? When you're not paying attention, when you're not being affected by anybody else, when you're not trying to impress anybody on Facebook or anything else, what do you do when you're doing you? Everybody's different. My wife is in the kitchen usually. I'm organizing sockets or petting my dog. Ride my motorcycle. When I'm just being me, that's what I'm doing. Just kind of disappearing. I'm on idle. What do you do when you're doing you? Because I will guarantee to you, that's a huge clue about what you should be doing all the time. Wait a second, Scott. But when I answer the question, what do I do when I'm doing me and I'm sitting on my butt watching Netflix? I can't do that all the time. Okay. Let's expand the horizon just a little bit. But you do have interests that you naturally move toward. You have interests that you naturally avoid. You procrastinate. Is it possible that you're not really procrastinating? You're just not enjoying the ride. So don't worry about the why. Just find the what. Jump on board the what train. Follow that thing along. And eventually, if it's important to you, eventually, if it means something to you, eventually, when you feel that this is the direction you should be going, you'll start to really feel an important why come up within you. And now nobody can get you off of that. That's what I do every single day. So tomorrow, as we move toward what is going to be a busy holiday season, surprise, that has never happened before, has it? Wait a second, it's the holidays already. My God, do we have a budget? We got a tree? Yeah, you're going to have fun. It always happens, okay? We're going to have some fun getting you through the holiday season, get you into 2023 with some goals and some ideas to get more than maybe ever before. Tomorrow, though, where'd your motivation go? It's like middle of the week, right? It's the middle of the week. You're fired up on Monday. What happened? Where to go? Meet me in the Facebook group, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. That's the one and only place to chat with me. I'd like to have you there.